Justin Fluke continuing here with our locker room chats. Hiawatha girls head coach Brady Jasper joins us. The Lady Redhawks have not played a game here since last week. In fact, they've played only two games since December 19th. So going on 5 weeks of just two games, the games against Troll Valley and Sabetha, January 5th and January 11th. So it truly has been almost 2 weeks since your game, coach. Now you got your tournament here this week. But before we talk about the tournament, like, what's your expectation or the message to the girls just having this extended layoff after you kind of had an extended layoff for Christmas break as well? Like, what's kind of the message to get them back in the gym and going and in basketball mode again?
Yeah, it sure has been a strange kind of start to the winter season here for sure. The days off of school and the changing of the schedule. As I say, almost 2 weeks for us since we played a real game. We've tried to do our best to practice on the days that when we can. So I think that's going to be one of the major things we're up against today or when we play tonight, is going to be just kind of shaking some of that game feeling rust off of us and trying to get out there and go a little faster.
So preview a little bit, your first round opponent is Lafayette, and it looks like they're pretty good. I mean, 10-4 record when your bracket came out. So is this a game that you know a little bit about the opponent coming in and some of the things that you'll have to do well here tonight?
Well, we don't know a lot about them. We've looked at them a little bit and kind of watched some of their games. I feel like they're a pretty fast team. I feel like one of their strengths is probably being able to play defense aggressively and pressure the basketball and kind of create some of their offense from getting the steals and open court situations that they do. It'll be important that we take care of the basketball tonight and don't turn it over and help them start fast breaks.
Is this a week that you feel like the girls always look forward to, just being able to host the tournament, being able to see some different teams and competition that, of course, you normally don't? Like, what's the mindset and the optimism going into the home tournament?
You know, I do feel that's a key thing. It's probably more important than we even think about sometimes. But that home tournament week for us has always kind of served as a vehicle to kind of boost us forward just a little bit. I don't know how to explain it, but sometimes there's just a little more locker room time. There's a little more team time around the tournament week, and it has a chance to kind of tighten those bonds with the girls that are playing. And sometimes that's about as important as anything else.
Well, hopefully, yeah, a chance to kind of get on track, as you mentioned, and at least if nothing else, get restarted. 2-6, I know you hope to be a lot better than that in the second half of the season and through the league schedule a second time as well. So what's it going to take for this team to get to that level that you feel like maybe they're capable of and, you know, find more wins here in the second half?
Well, you know, I just mentioned to them here recently that at this time a year ago we were 3-6. And so we kind of were slow starters a year ago and then kind of built up momentum and was playing a lot better when it was time to be playing better. And so I think our hope is that we would capture that again. And we've had a couple losses, a couple close losses, and a couple other nights where we didn't play well enough to be in it. And what's done is done. I think it's all about moving forward from here. This team has got some potential to kind of catch on, I think. I'm not discouraged yet, and I don't think they are either, and I don't think people should be looking past us too soon.
Sounds great, Coach. Good luck against Lafayette tonight. You'll play St. Mary's or Concordia tomorrow evening as well, and we'll look forward to having some games to chat about results next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Coach Brady Jasper, the Hiawatha girls, will talk Red Hawk boys basketball after this break.